All right. And what, some terms for an illegitimate child?
Well, they're sometimes referred to as bastard children.
Have you ever heard any other terms, the kind of jocular terms, humorous terms like a Woods Colt or
yes.
Old Field Colt or a volunteer baby or and which of those is?
Well, now I've heard them called Woods Colts and volunteer babies.
Okay. And if your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is a
orphan.
And the court would have to appoint a
guardian.
And if you were talking about all of the people related to you, you'd call them your
family.
Or your
young. Relatives.
And you'd say, well, someone isn't a relative of yours. You'd say, well, he is no
blood relation.
Would you ever use kin?
Yes, okay.
I interrupted you. You said, if a person, now, if you know, you've never seen me before, and I mean, if I hadn't come up here with, you know, with Mrs. Pyle, you went to the door, and you might tell your daughter-in-law, she'd say, there's a what at the door? There's a
man, a stranger.
All right. Now, would you ever use the term foreigner?
No.
Never use the term foreigner. A person to be a foreigner would really have to be from another country.
Yes.
All right. And the mother of Jesus, her name was
Mary.
And her sister's name was
Martha.
And in the old song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines." Starts with an N. Wait till the sun shines. Starts with N-E-L-L-Y. Remember that?
Really?
Sure, remember that song?
I can't say that. I never
no.
heard it.
No. Well, maybe it wasn't very big in East Tennessee, huh?
No, that's true to me.
Okay. His Will, his real name is
William.
And when he's a little boy, they might call him
Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament is
the New Testament. Yeah. Matthew.
And a name for a female teacher. Any special?
Little mom.
All right. And if a woman who was with me yesterday, they might call her just with Pyle at the end. They call her
the woman that was.
Yeah, that brought me up yesterday.
Mrs. Pyle.
Yeah. Now, if you said that rapidly, would you say it the same way?
Miss Pyle.
You wouldn't say Miss.
I'd say Mrs. Pyle.
Okay. And an untrained part-time preacher, you know, someone who really didn't have the formal training might be called a...
illegitimate?
You know, or how about a jackleg or yardex?
Well, I've heard them referred to as a...
Which one?
No.
Have you heard yardex? Would you pronounce those? Yardex and jackleg or just jackleg?
Jackleg and... yardex.
Okay. And then if I introduced you to there are two people here, and I tell you, you'd say, now that man is your uncle, and his wife, she is
your aunt.
All right.